Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas. Now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now, it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now, it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how to get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
My name's Joe Biden, and I don't want the headline to read, Biden brings storm to Puerto Rico.
Some of the farmers and the growers saying, why are you shipping these immigrants up north? We need them to pick the crops down here.
That you cannot conceive of a Democratic ticket that doesn't have a woman, person of color on it, and pretty soon you're going to line up behind that gay Latino, and you're going to have, you know, a deaf Eskimo.
Want to know what you're doing on November the 8th?
November the 8th?
We'll tell you. You're voting to save the soul of America.
A lot is at stake.
T-minus 35 days until Election Day.
Yeah, we're coming to your city.
Sean Hannity Show. More behind the scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America.
Hour two, Sean Hannity Show. Toll free, it's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. 35 days till these important midterms. This could be the state that defines who gets control of the Senate, and that is in the state of Pennsylvania. We had gubernatorial candidate Doug Mastriano on last week, but it's really the Oz-Fetterman race that everybody's paying attention to. It's amazing that this guy ever became, meaning the trust fund brat in a hoodie with tattoos who never worked a day in his life, that wants safe injection sites and a moratorium on fracking and no restrictions on abortion, and has advocated for releasing convicted murderers again and again and again, and wants to empty the prison population. And I could just keep going on. This is a radical's radical here. But with all that happening, something has happened in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and that is that Dr. Oz has made a comeback, and it is now, you know, a 1.5-point race at this particular point in time, which is good for the Republicans. But, you know, a state like Pennsylvania is always going to be tough for a Republican to win. John Fetterman actually, you know, he's still struggling from the stroke that he had. He's barely doing any interviews or events. If he does, it's like 10 minutes each, and every event becomes an Adam Schiff show. It doesn't work out well. And here's Fetterman confusing the answer when asked about his health. Listen.
Lieutenant Governor, it's great to have you. I have not gotten an opportunity to speak to you on air since your stroke and since your primary victory. And at first, I just wanted to check in and see how you're feeling and how you're doing.
I'm doing fantastic. And it's not about kicking balls in the authority or anything, but I always like to say that if Dr. Oz says something and I can sell it on T-shirts and raise money for our campaign, then it's a good day for us.
Kicking balls in the authority. What the heck is that? I mean, is that bad? And then here's Fetterman, by the way. This one goes back to 2010. Now, he had the one incident where he's chasing an African-American jogger who did nothing wrong down the street, holding a shotgun in his face and basically threatening this guy until the police came. Even he admitted it might be illegal. But here's Fetterman with a TV news report of him vandalizing a local business sign. He's the mayor of this tiny town who barely showed up for council meetings. And even though he didn't have a job, you know, up to 50 years of age, his parents are paying for everything in this guy's life. He's never worked a day in his life. Then we find out he gets a home from his sister for a dollar. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he gets six other homes, but he doesn't pay taxes on any of these homes. But yet he's advocating raising taxes. You just can't make this up. Listen.
And get this, it is showing that man right there. He is a local mayor. And believe it or not, what he's headed to do, he's about to vandalize the sign at a local business in his town. Channel 4 Action News reporter Sheldon Ingram live tonight, or Sheldon is reporting the story. He says the mayor admitted he did it.
Mayor John Fetterman shows us how he rearranged the wording on a club he doesn't even own. He actually knew he was captured by surveillance cameras, but he didn't care. In fact, he says he wanted to be seen on camera.
I know that they have cameras out front, and it was my way of putting them on notice. So it was a very public way that I chose to, you know, put them on notice that, hey, you know, we're going to shut you down.
We're going to shut you down. So this is the mayor of his own town. You just can't make that up. But and the RNC now has really gotten into the race, and they're highlighting him being soft on crime. This is a guy that is the single most pro-murderer, pro-criminal candidate in any election in any state across the country. Listen.
Reports show he murdered a man by stabbing him with garden shears 26 times in a parking garage in Pittsburgh. Then he tried to hire a hitman to murder his accomplice. As chair of the Pennsylvania Board of Pardons, John Fetterman voted to set him free. He reportedly murdered the mother of his girlfriend with a pair of scissors, leaving them lodged in her chest. Against the pleas of the victim's family and the local DA, Fetterman voted to set him free. News reports show he shot and killed a teenager in cold blood for money to buy heroin. Against the concerns of the victim's family, John Fetterman voted to set him free. As crime rages, John Fetterman wants to take his radical voting record to the Senate. Pennsylvania can't afford Fetterman.
And by the way, here is him being interviewed after he chased an innocent African-American jogger down the street. He himself admits that, oh yeah, I probably broke the law.
I believe I did the right thing, but I may have broken the law during the course of it. And, you know, I'm certainly not above the law if I did.
So you have all of these things going on. Dr. Oz was with us. It seems that now that word is getting out about this guy, the dynamics of this race have changed dramatically. But there has been a lot of early voting going on, and he doesn't want to debate you until the end of October.
He's hiding. He's hiding from me. He's hiding from the press. He's hiding from voters. It's insulting, actually. He will not take questions in an open campaign event. They're extremely choreographed. And interestingly, even the legacy press is starting to get upset. So last night, we have the big Chamber of Commerce meeting. This is a couple thousand leaders of business in Pennsylvania. Massive. He doesn't show. He refuses to come and debate me. He refuses to even come to the event. And people, you know, of course, I went up and did my my interview with the head of the group, Luke Bernstein, and he asked me a bunch of questions like you would normally ask a candidate. Explain why you think this is a good idea. What would you do to fix that? That's what we're supposed to do as candidates. And what's shocking is that Fetterman has gotten this far into the campaign, never having taken a free question in a campaign event. It's unbelievable, because if it were to succeed, if by some miracle he wins, which would be a tragedy for our country. But if he were to win, then you will not see Democratic candidates out and about anymore. Why would you take the chance? He stays inside, doesn't answer questions. There's no exposure. There's no expense. He just waits for the money to pour in from the coast. California and New York liberals who just want the 51st Senate seat, throwing money at him. He spends it, you know, telling dishonest narratives about his own life and about me. I'm spending my time telling the truth about the issues that we're facing in Pennsylvania. Now, he happens to be wrong on those issues. That's his unfortunate cross to bear, because he's been on the wrong side, as you beautifully outlined, on crime, on drugs, the border, economy, but the hypocrisy of what he's done through this process is glaring to voters. But you look around the Commonwealth now, people have had it. They're living in daily fear of crime. Every family is touched by someone they know who's had a fentanyl problem. I was in the northeast part of Philadelphia with a bunch of black pastors on Sunday night doing a prayer vigil for all the homicides we're experiencing. And we had our 1,000th carjacking over the weekend. You know, it's ridiculous. So we're in there doing this, and one of the people said, Pastor, you know, I can get fentanyl down the street from here. I can't get baby formula. Think about that. We've been abandoned now by these far-left liberal leaders who think that they've got some new ideas they want to experiment on, but we're the ones who are the lab rats. We're the ones who are being in the social experiment while these people, when you're talking in private, they'll talk about the fact these are white woke people who don't understand our issues and are trying to run the world, and they have no idea what they're doing. That is John Fetterman. He's a poster child for the far-left movement. That's why his desire to go to Washington is revolving around a couple very tragic realities. One, he wants to get rid of the filibuster, which I personally believe would be detrimental to the well-being of democracy and definitely not in the best interest of Pennsylvanians. Two, he doesn't think that lawlessness is a problem, when clearly it's the number one problem in many parts of Pennsylvania. That's why he wants to legalize drugs. And the Oregon information that you highlighted, Sean, let me just give some real-life data here. When you legalize drugs, Oregon, they did it 2 years ago, ended up with a 50% increase in drug overdose deaths. And listen carefully, a 40% increase in deaths from homicide, because you take the cops out of the position. I'm headed right now into an event in Scranton where I'm about to get endorsed by yet another fraternal order of police. I've gotten it for the Commonwealth in general, from Philadelphia. Now here, I'm going around the state. None of them are going to go with Fetterman. The patrolmen, the state troopers who actually defend Fetterman endorsed me, because they don't like what he has done to them. He's made their lives hellish because they don't feel like they can run towards crisis and be respected. And that's why I'm asking folks to consider going to DrOz.com and support my campaign. Let's make sure we're adequately funded to push back on all the money coming to Fetterman. And I should, Sean, point out, because I know this is important for a lot of people, I think through this last quarter, we raised over $17 million to support our campaign. America's opened up to the reality, the threat of Fetterman coming to Washington, and they are supporting me. So God bless you all.
And by the way, I see the latest attack on you is Oz hates puppies. I mean, they can't get any lower than they already have. He also supports open borders. I didn't know this until just today that as a candidate, he stated twice in 2022 that he supports banning the ownership of rifles. Now, does everybody in Pennsylvania understand that? And one other issue I didn't bring up, he's for open borders like Biden.
Well, the gun issue is an important one here. We have more NRA members who are Democrats than Republicans. And this race is going to come down to the wire, as you pointed out, and it's going to be determined by conservative Democrats and independents who are going to look around and say, you know what, Oz's values align with ours. Fetterman is so far left beyond anyone we've ever thought of considering for the Senate, probably more than any other Senate race in America that's contested. He is not a viable candidate. And that's why ultimately that group will put me over the top. And his radical statements on these issues are really detrimental to the well-being of Pennsylvanians. They're going to see through it.
You know, it really is unbelievable. And by the way, when he was a mayor, he lost 21% of the population. It went from 2,159 to 1,721. Medium household income, $23,050 a year. Not exactly a guy that was pro-business. And then we find out that, you know, opening soon, and he says, not opening soon, I'm the mayor. I cannot believe that this guy's gone unvetted, not a single question from the media. He's postponed every debate. He's ducking and dodging, and then he wants a teleprompter for the debate.
And the closed captioning. So, you know, it's ridiculous that he has not been attacked more, but I'm optimistic. People are starting to wake up. You know, New York Times, The Washington Post, The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, they've all run articles now saying, Fetterman, where are you? What's wrong with your campaign? You're not even out. He never liked the campaign anyway. But this is preposterous that you will not even take general questions in a campaign event. And they're saying you have to release your medical records. You've got to do more debates. And the one debate you've agreed to cannot be some abbreviated element 2 weeks before the election. Get out there. People right now are voting around me in Pennsylvania. It's insulting to the voters. It's insulting to democracy. Fetterman will not win because Pennsylvanians are too smart for him.
All right, quick break. More with Dr. Oz. 35 days until these important midterm elections. look, the government, they're addicted to spending. Look at the policies that Joe Biden has implemented. It's killing the average American family, average household, $7,200 a year in inflation costs caused by Joe Biden. Add to that record high prices of gasoline. I told you they were going to go back up. Now we're close to $4 a gallon again, and it's going to go higher. We have record highs in Los Angeles and elsewhere around the country. You have to find ways to save large amounts of money in these tough times. One way you can do it is with your cell service and make the switch. Join the stampede. There's hundreds of thousands of us making the switch from AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile to Pure Talk. You have the exact same cell towers that they use, the same 5G network that they use. You get the same number of bars coverage, in other words, on your phone as you get from them. And you keep your phone, you keep your phone number, and you save money for the exact same service. They have more plans, more options available than the big carriers as well. You can get unlimited talk, text, 6 gigs of data, $30 a month. That's real money. Anyway, just dial #250, say the keyword save now, do it now. You'll save 50% off your first month. Anyway, same exact coverage, #250, keyword save now from our friends at Pure Talk.
Get out of the media spin room. Well, you've come to the right place. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean. On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her
and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Dr. Oz now has closed the gap in Pennsylvania. John Fetterman, nowhere to be seen or heard. And when he is, he doesn't answer a question and he won't debate until, what, the last week of October. You know, I've never seen this, and this is a phenomenon even around the country. Every gubernatorial race, every senatorial race is that they're taking on the Biden bunker basement strategy. They're hiding. The media is enabling them to hide. They're not forcing the issue in terms of asking questions and having accessibility to the candidates. If they agree to debate, they want to debate a week before the election after, you know, early voting has gone on for 6-7 weeks. Well, that could be half the electorate already voting without even having gotten a single answer about the positions these guys have taken. So I understand the dilemma you're in. I just can't believe that the people of Pennsylvania are going to support it.
Well, they're coming home. The Republicans are in agreement that he's a clear and present danger. I think a lot of people in the middle where this election will be determined have a heightened awareness of the narrative, that how he sees the world and the fact that he sees himself that above other people. That's why these ads that you played are so critical, because they showcase him, you know, protecting the criminals while not thinking about the innocent. You know, when he's trying to get these convicted murderers, again, there was a trial by a jury, convicted of heinous crimes, sentenced to life in prison for a reason, right? And yet Fetterman thinks he knows better, even over the wishes of other parole board members. He bludgeons them, he bullies them. And so the victims are pleading, the relatives of the dead people are pleading, don't let them go. And he's still pounding at it. He was asked a question, Sean. I'm going to ask you to just think about this. He was said, if you could wave a magic wand, what is the one thing you would do? The one thing you would do for America? His answer, wait for it, get rid of life in prison. Are you kidding me? That's the one thing you would do? That's your main number one goal, that and marijuana? Come on. What about other things like getting rid of inflation? Well, I guess you don't need a magic wand for that. We know how to do that. But these are preposterous positions he takes, and now we're calling him out on it. And this is the amazing part about American democracy. You may not get attacked or called out on the carpet for what you said initially, and that's how he won his primary, because they didn't have enough money to attack him. But I'm not going to go that route. I'm going to fight with everything I have. I'm a porcupine. And as you and I know, we could be scrappy. And I'm not going to let America go down because I let a man like John Fetterman enter the U.S. Senate. We are fighting with everything we have. The Pennsylvania community is coming around me, and we are very laser-focused on what needs to happen. If people know the truth about Fetterman, they will not vote for him. So that's our game plan, is for us to make sure that we tell Pennsylvania the truth about me more than he lies about me. And if I can do that, we win.
All right, Dr. Oz, obviously this is a pivotal race in terms of control of the Senate starting next January. And I think when people in Pennsylvania see just how radical extreme this guy is, how he's been protected, not answering questions, you're right. It is beyond disrespectful to voters to not answer a single question until a week before the actual election day. It's unreal that he's gotten this far. Dr. Oz, appreciate you being with us.
God bless you. Take care.
800-941-SHAWN. You want to be a part of the program? All right, 25 now until the top of the hour, 800-941-SHAWN. You want to be a part of the program. If you don't think education is an important issue in this election year, 35 days till the midterms, think again and think about Glenn Youngkin, the new Republican governor in the Commonwealth of Virginia, because this was a huge issue. Remember Loudoun County? Remember all the issues there and going after parents and Terry McAuliffe? Parents need not be involved in their kids' education. I'm paraphrasing. It's a huge issue, and it goes beyond CRT. It goes beyond age-appropriate materials being taught kids. I mean, you have some of these groups advocating transgenderism, LGBTQ education for kindergarten through third grade. The media demagogued what Ron DeSantis had down in Florida, which is we're going to keep those issues away from kids K through third grade. I mean, at what point do you say parents should have a right to know and have a say in what their kids are being taught? Meanwhile, we spend more per capita per student than any industrialized country with the worst results. So the kids aren't learning reading, writing, math, science, and arithmetic. We learned during COVID that the teachers unions, and we've talked about this unholy alliance between the Democratic Party and teachers unions, that because Democratic politicians are so beholden to their donations that they take from rank and file and give to these politicians, that they even let them contribute to writing COVID policy for schools. And they didn't make the right decision. Remember, Florida, Ron DeSantis allowed kids in school back in August of 2020. Now, Karen Majewski is a school teacher who has resigned from the teachers union, one of many teachers saying they've had it, that enough is enough. They're pushing back against radicalism being pushed in our public schools. The unions are in bed with all things democratic socialist and their agenda. Education, one of the biggest issues on the midterm docket. And anyway, her story starts out the same as many other public school employees, finding themselves at odds with the teachers union. In June of 2021, the Pennsylvania State Education Association released a legislative position statement urging opposition to Senate Bill 618, which would prohibit Pennsylvania schools from requiring proof of vaccination against COVID-19 to access buildings and receive services. Anyway, she was appalled that they in fact presumed to speak for her and the 178,000 members on such an impactful and personal issue without even asking how the teachers felt about this. You know, then thereafter, the NEA, National Education Association, they pledged to push critical race theory through the entire nation's public school system. The union again pledged to oppose any attempts at banning CRT or the 1619 project. And the NEA's political posturing, anyway, in this particular case of Karen, made her realize she couldn't be complacent about funding these organizations. She researched every option, began the process of resigning her union membership and discontinuing dues that are deducted from her paycheck. Anyway, she joins us now. Karen Majewski, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me on, Sean. I appreciate it.
Now, has there been any blowback to the fact that you decided I'm out, I don't want to be a part of this union?
So, no, not to my face. I'll start with that. No one has ever said anything to my, you know, directly to me. However, the what did start to happen is as I became educated and on my rights and that there were alternatives available to all school workers, I really felt like I can't possibly be the only person who didn't, who went 9-8 years teaching without knowing any of this stuff. So I really felt passionate about wanting to help get that information out to other school workers. And that's really when the union kind of heads exploded over that, because I wanted to just put out some simple flyers, some simple information, not bashing the union, not saying anything bad about them at all, just saying, hey, listen, here's some information, here's some options, here's your rights, and just providing information. And that's really when they kind of came after me, saying they made up lies about me, and they actually instructed their members, the union members, to tear down my flyers and to deface them and lie about me all over just some alternative information. And that was really alarming and eye-opening for me, and actually kind of embarrassing, because, you know, you would think that the union would take that opportunity, or should have taken that opportunity, to say, hey, you know, instead of you know, there's a little competition out there, and let's make ourselves look good and talk about all the good things that we're doing. But instead, they went the other way, and they used that energy to, you know, slander their own, someone within the district, and then just lie about the alternative and bully people. And really, it just shows that they wanted to stifle information to their members, and that was, you know, that to me, that speaks volumes, that they were trying to just hide that information and not let its members have access to an alternative or to know what their rights were.
So I assume if you're part of a union that some of your money goes towards a pension. Is that true?
Okay, so this is an interesting common misconception. So when you pay dues to the union, it has nothing to do with your pension. And that's something that the union likes to tell people, that, oh, if you leave the union, it'll affect your pension. You won't get your pension or anything like that. That is totally false. It is totally separate. They like to tell people, too, that it'll affect your pay, it'll affect your benefits, it'll affect your employment. Also, totally false. So they are all separate entities. So you're employed by the district. So the district is the only ones who can decide on your pay or your position or getting hired or fired. And then there's the union, which is not a requirement since 2018 and the Janus Supreme Court ruling. Is not a requirement to pay union dues as a condition of employment. And then there's your pension, which is also totally separate. That has to do with your employer, not the union.
So you made this bold jump. Are other people following in your footsteps?
Yeah, I think there is a growing number of educators, and not just educators. The other thing that a lot of people, you know, kind of forget is that it's all school workers. So anyone who's employed by the school, whether you're support staff, bus drivers, bus aides, secretaries, guidance counselors, nurses, all those people are also paying dues. So a lot of people are not just teachers, but really becoming pushed away from the union because of all the things that have been happening and all of the CRT and all of the COVID stuff. And the more that they are learning that they have an alternative. So like in the state of Pennsylvania, there is a independent nonpartisan education association called the Keystone Teachers Association. That's a great alternative that does the exact same thing as the union. It doesn't bargain your contract because it's not a union, but it does provide legal representation. It provides, if you have a workplace issues, that they can bring in a rep, but where if you're having a disciplinary matter, they provide $3 million worth of liability insurance, all the things that the union does, but they don't tell you who to vote for. They're not tied to any political actions, and they don't tell you how to think about certain things, especially now with, you know, elections upon us, none of that. So there's just so many alternatives, and there's that's actually one of the reasons why I created Union Choice for School Workers, which is the website I created, where it's like a one-stop shop. So people can come to that website within the entire country and find information, factual information about their Janus rights. They can find information about opting out, resources about that. They can find out all about union politics and their spending. And then they can also find out what alternatives are available on a national level, and then also which states have those independent associations that they can join. So it's a one-stop shop for all school workers to gain that information so that they feel empowered to make the best decision for themselves.
Well, I definitely applaud your courage here. I think a lot of people probably want to do it but are fearful to do it. And maybe, you know, you're the canary in the coal mine in the sense that a lot of teachers like yourself that are sick and tired of their dues money being spent on politics that they don't agree with will hopefully jump ship and seek the alternative that you sought. And by the way, you're putting more money in your pocket, so there's another benefit there.
Karen,
go ahead.
Oops, sorry. No, I was going to say I was spending almost $160 a month on union dues, and I currently now spend $39 a month for my teachers association, and that's the thing there is that the union, your dues are going to these astronomical salaries of the administration of the NEA and your state. And like for example, just alone in 2021, the NEA spent $150 million on administration salaries, benefits, and overhead. They spent $117 million on mostly political gifts and grants. And they spent $66 million on political activities and lobbying, which is up from $3.9 million in 2018. So it went from $3.9 million to $66 million since 2018. And I guarantee you're going to see it go up again this year and next year going forward. And what is the craziest number is that all of that money on politics and salaries and things like that, in 2021 they spent only $32 million on representational activities for its members. So they spent more than double on politics than they did on their own members who are paying them.
Politics should not be a part of the union model. Let's put it that way. Anyway, yeah. You're a pioneer. You're a trailblazer. Karen Majewski, thanks so much for being with us.
Yes, thank you very much for having me on, Sean.
All right, 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. All right, October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Right now is the perfect time to ensure you are doing everything you can do to stay safer online. Now, you can be cyber smart by taking basic, simple steps to help you and your family be protected from identity theft and scams and other online dangers using strong passwords, using multi-factor authentication on your accounts, regularly updating software on your devices. And this is what I mean when I say all of us every day are putting all our personal information at risk on the internet, and you can be protected from the threats you won't see yourself when you get LifeLock.com by Norton. Now, if in fact LifeLock sees any of your information is compromised, you're going to get an alert. If your identity is stolen and you are a victim, you will get a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist to help fix it for you. But the bottom line is, with a low annual rate, LifeLock.com, you've got to join now. And if you do it now, you'll save an additional 25% off your first year. You want to protect your good name and reputation, your finances. You don't want to be robbed blind, your credit score. Just call 1-800-LIFELOCK, save 25% using the promo code Hannity or their website, lifelock.com. Again, promo code Hannity, 25% off.
The final hour of the Sean Hannity Show is up next. Hang on for Sean's conservative solutions.
Let's get to our busy phones. Let's go to John. He's out in the great state of Arizona. John, how are you? Glad you called. You got Carrie Lake. You got Blake Masters. Two races that I hope Republicans win.
Likewise. So I'll make it real quick. We've talked before about the races out here. And what I see is a tremendous amount of money. And as you've brought up multiple times, going into the Democratic candidates. But the Republicans do have their ads on television, not as much. I mean, because of a lower budget, obviously, which Mitch McConnell controls. We all know that. With that said, when I look at the ads with both candidates, Blake Masters and Carrie Lake, I see that they're running issues on them being family people, family values, family values. That's not what people want to hear in Arizona. Inflation is over 13%. We're the highest in the country. Yesterday, I went to a gas station, and the guy that was pumping gas said, oh, my God, it's at $5 again. What's going on with this inflation? People want help. People want to know how these candidates are going to get help. They don't care about their family values. We care about high taxes.
Well, I would argue that people do care about family values. They care about their school system. They care about what their kids are being taught or indoctrinated into a belief system. They also care about law and order. They want their towns and cities safe. I think people rightly, you're right. Yes, they care about this economy that is a disaster. They care about the high cost of energy, a disaster. They care about open borders, a disaster. I think most people realize how stupid it is to become dependent on nations that hate us for our oil, as OPEC now is slapping Joe, you know, in the head with, we're going to cut production now because the price of, they want to drive up the price of oil again. And they want to maximize their profits as long as they possibly can. And as long as America doesn't produce it domestically, they will be successful.
I would like to see them.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.